inner hall of life.
Mesmerized by your eyes, girl, between your mind. While I let my fingers run all up and down your spine. Loving every chase of you, you know our love is blind. That's why I touch your heart every time that we intertwine.
Welcome to the Inner Hole Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating.
From two queer, black
polyamorous
hoes living in New York City. And Sam's not queer, my bad.
Yeah.
So, this week's a little different. This is a mailbag episode, so Today we are reading all of your stories and
it's
stuff.
It's like one
and
long fuck me, the segment about your lives.
Fuck you, the segment about your lives.
It's like one long fuck you, the segment about your lives.
Yeah.
Do you have a brain?
Nope.
Fan of the week, Shanika.
Yeah, for always being here and producing the episodes.
I'm always
and lending
here.
Your voice to the show.
The ultimate fan.
If you want to follow along, you can do that by using hashtag Innerhole Uprising on whatever the fuck you want. We recorded this a long time before you heard this, guys. Right now we're dying and you wish us luck. And watch our web series when it comes out.
You wish us luck.
Speaking it into existence.
Sam is very tired.
Yeah, man.
But we're so excited to share these stories with you.
Yeah.
So up first, we've got Erica, 23.
Mm-hmm. Erica writes, so I met this guy on Plenty of Fish. He was in his 30s and I never go that old. He was also Nigerian and I don't usually date African men. I'm of Ghanaian descent, so I have my reasons for that. Nonetheless, I have decided to give this guy a chance because he was drop dead gorgeous. In his first message on Plenty of Fish, he asked me if I lived close by and if we could meet up for lunch. I'm always down for free food, and I was bored, nothing to do, so I agreed. We met at a Spanish spot in Jamaica. We ordered and got to know each other. He stated his age, said that he had a master's degree, his own place, a car, that he was an executive director of an after-school program for underprivileged youth in Brooklyn and Harlem. I love an established man, and his credentials were a far cry from the struggling fuckboys I'm used to. As our conversation went along, we talked about our experiences growing up, trying to integrate African and American cultures, colorism, racial injustice, the Black Lives Matter movement, our ideas about education reform in the Black community.
Damn, they need a podcast.
Right, exactly. I listened to that. It was absolutely amazing. I've never met someone with such a revolutionary mind. Also, he wouldn't stop complimenting me. He spent the whole date telling me how beautiful he thought I was and how he loved my features. Everything was absolutely amazing. We ended the date after 2 hours and made vague plans to meet again next weekend. We also exchanged social media info. After the date, I immediately called my friends to gush. Finally, a guy that was handsome, established, educated, and woke as fuck. I was on cloud nine. I thought I had hit the jackpot. During the week, we kept in contact. He would call me while he was at work just to say hi, good morning, good night text, the whole shebang. I stalked his Instagram, and he's very pro-black, pro-Africa. Some hotep flags popped up.
Oh no.
Oh no. Imagine if it's like an actual hotep flag.
Of like hotep nation. Hotep flag.
You know, the whole black women are Africa. Wait, what?
I do though. I do understand.
They are
Africa. Africa is a black woman.
Yeah. The whole black women are Africa, queen references, depictions of black women with dark skin and curves. That's not really representative, so I made a mental note. Also, I know that African men tend to be very sexist, so I was apprehensive about that as well. Nonetheless, I was excited. The weekend came and we still hadn't made concrete plans. I was still actively hoeing and had other niggas waiting, so I reached out to make plans and schedule my time accordingly. Actively hoeing. I asked him if he wanted to do dinner. He declined, stating he had to finish work, so I made plans with another guy. Later on in the day, he calls me and states that he wants to see me. That he would cook me dinner and we would have wine and talk.
Wine is sex.
I'm always down for a home-cooked meal. I never say no to wine. Right. So I agreed and changed plans. The time comes and I make my way to his house. I get there and he greets me and he leads me inside. This is where things get funny.
It's always been funny.
Now it's a beautiful house, so I'm impressed. I head inside and see that the first floor is converted into a daycare. It wasn't what I expected, but continued upstairs regardless. We get to the second floor, and I'm looking for the way to a common living space. He redirects me to his bedroom. Oh, no.
What?
I walk in, and I'm completely taken by surprise. I walk in, and the room is literally the size of a cubicle. The walls are worn and dirty. He has no furniture. What? His twin-size bed, mind you, he's 6'5 and over 200 pounds, all muscle, is just two mattresses stacked together by the wall. The room was simply unfit for a young child, let alone a grown man. I try not to judge and remember that everyone's situation is different, so I decide to stay. I take off my coat and place it in the corner and find a place to sit on the corner of his bed. I'm now uncomfortable because I wasn't expecting to be in such a private space with him and because the room was absolutely disgusting. Oh, no. I realized quickly he was trying to Netflix and chill with me, and that turned me off. Oh, no. Further, because that was not what I had signed up for. He was watching anime before I came, and it was still playing, so I started to follow along. I asked simply, where is the fictional location or something like that? What I got was a very hostile reply that my question was stupid to ask, and it was such a girl question to ask.
What the fuck?
Where does the anime take place?
I'm very upset.
What is the fictional world that the anime takes place? You're such a dumb girl.
He's such a dumb bitch.
It takes place in anime land, which is obviously Japan.
Oh, no.
Boom, the sexist shoe finally dropped. I was so surprised by the hostility, I didn't even know how to react, so I bit my tongue. He goes to get me the food he prepared, which I enjoyed. While I'm in the room, I hear an older African man's voice and two younger male voices come up the stairs and disperse throughout the house. From stalking his Instagram, I know he had a dad and two younger brothers. Connecting the pieces, I ask him who he lives with because it's evident he doesn't live alone. He proceeds to tell me that he rents the house to tenants. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, really? You rent out this beautiful house and the room you choose for yourself is this raggedy sorry excuse for a cubicle? Facts. Like, what is he talking about?
Why he's not fooling anybody. Lie?
Exactly. I finish eating. He clears the plate and comes back and turns off the lights. I'm like, oh, God. God. He proceeds to lay down and invite me to cuddle with him. I already know where this is going. I'm like, why, God, why? I acquiesce and lay down with him, trying to distance myself as much as I could without falling on the floor. We proceed to watch some show. In true fuckboy fashion, a few minutes into the show, he's got his arms around me, forcing me to get closer to him and make contact. Out of the corner of my eye, I see him rubbing, caressing his groin area.
Oh, wow.
I act like I don't see this and continue to keep to myself the best I can. More time passes, and all of a sudden, he has rolled his massive body on top of me, basically pinning me in a place trying to kiss me. I'm refusing and trying my best not to kiss him. He realizes I won't kiss him and removes himself, lays back down, and now starts to distance contact with me. The show ends minutes later, and he hints that it's getting late and I should go home. Wow. He's like, get the fuck out. I quickly gather my things, and he leads me out. He leaves the room first, telling me to stay back and wait. He comes back and ushers me out of the room. He's looking both ways and around corners, basically trying to sneak me out without being seen. This man is 30 years old. We make it to the stairs, and he picks up the pace. He's running out. He's out the door and down the block before I could even make it out of his house, as if he didn't want me to... As if he didn't want to be seen leaving the house with me. It was all very strange. I had to speed walk to catch up with him. I finally catch up to him. He hails me a cab, and we say goodnight, and that's all she wrote. I never heard from him again.
Oh,
that was
terrible. I feel like, so in these situations, you're just fucking the same. Fuckboy appears to be okay.
Yeah, this is a reoccurring situation for many of our listeners.
Let's break down this archetype of this like a plot.
Fuckboy seems like a great guy.
Seems like the best guy.
Actively goes against fuckboy stereotypes, you know? Says that he's not a fuckboy in a lot of cases.
But that,
he didn't say this directly here, but it was just like, 30s. What is he? Master's degree?
Yeah.
Executive director?
Like, oh, boom, my boom, ass. Bam. Like, yeah. What?
Was he even executive director? Did he Who even knows? Have a master's degree?
Maybe it's a very probably just 30 poorly funded program. Or he lied about all of that fucking shit.
He could have lied could about have all lied about shit. All he of did it. Lie about the fact that his dad was his tenant.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Your dad and your two brothers?
I just rent this place out.
Is that why you're running out of your own home?
Also, like, is he even 30? Why would his dad be that mad that his 30-year-old son home a woman?
Yeah. And why would you do it on a day when your dad's going to be home?
Because his dad is always home. It's his house.
Yeah, you're
he's
right.
He's paying for
you're
it.
Right.
He's not a fucking tenant.
Oh, no.
That's really weird.
It's just all of the lies. And, like, there's not going to a living room, just going right to a bedroom to wait, sitting on the corner of the bed.
Yeah.
Laying on the corner of the bed.
Yeah.
Or just rubbing your crotch.
Ugh, that's like, disgusting.
Maybe she left out some conversation, but I just imagine that silent occurrence. It's like, I feel like, based on these stories, like, the Netflix and chill is just like, you're like, oh, hope that doesn't happen. But it seems like on the guy's end, it's like, this is exactly what's going to happen. She knows this is what's going to happen.
I think so.
And that's not the case.
Like, it's different, like, for example, I guess my only Netflix and chill encounter was like, yeah, we're going to watch Netflix. We're going to watch this show on Netflix or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this guy was like, he took her on a date or whatever, and he said all these things, and they had all these deep conversations, so she just thought that they were going to continue
to have a nice time.
Exactly. Like, it wasn't just like, you're going to come over to watch Netflix.
It was all a front.
A huge front.
I'm like,
so a great
upset.
Storefront, and you walk in and it's like a deli, like a cheap deli that smells like cats.
Exactly. Or like every single cart that says it has like the 50 yeah, exactly. pictures, it's like a really nice like pesto
old
chicken
bagels.
Pasta.
They just have old
exactly.
bagels.
Old bagels.
Oh man.
One donut that's stale.
Exactly.
Like, it looks stale.
Exactly. Roaches and shit.
Jeez.
That is sad, man.
I'm trying to think, like, what...
And he was a hotel nigga.
I kept thinking, like, what would I do in the situation, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, what would I have done? And a part
Depends.
Of me thinks I would have stayed.
To, with
but
the
intent
But it's,
like, how long? You know, it may have been once he had yelled at me, like, such a girl thing to say. I think perhaps I would have been, like, fuck you, goodbye, at
wow.
that point. Because, like, that's mad rude. I would have engaged
it
in a conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. I don't know if I would have, though, because I imagine myself being, like, nervous in a new place
mm-hmm.
and feeling like this man was going to murder me because it's not at all what I expected.
Yeah, I'm also like, I don't want to pay for my own cab home.
So
I'm going to let you talk your shit for a little bit.
I'll put up with this so I can get money to leave.
Yeah.
That's his life, though. That's his
yeah.
real life.
If I had a job,
I might just go.
I might just dip.
Like, ah. One moment.
Getting a call from my other nigga. Goodbye. Might just be that.
Oh, so I thought you were being...
No, I have no niggas.
Oh, okay.
Anymore.
You have me. Lucas and Akeem.
Oh, thanks.
Your
guys.
Mom, your dad.
First, my mom is my nigga. It's my mainest nigga.
Yeah, come meet my nigga mom.
Yeah.
My mom's just like, we annoy.
Making noise. I guess that's it about this story, right?
I just want to know what he made her as well.
It's probably African food.
Because she
liked it. Was very good, so.
Yeah.
But did he make it or did his dad
did
make
his
it?
Did his dad make it?
His
he
dad
just, he
probably
just heated
made
it. Up.
It
was like leftovers from
it.
Last night.
Yeah.
I
hate this guy. I wish I could find him and look at him. I just want to see, like, what his Instagram looks like. Like, is he, like, in a suit every single time?
Apparently he's gorgeous.
Yeah, apparently he is gorgeous.
He's fucking a freak of
That's
nature.
Why no. you can't let anyone intimidate you, you know? Because behind the facade,
they
might
not
be nothing.
Anything.
Exactly.
Three kids in a trench coat.
That's all he
the
was.
Shame of being seduced by three
That's
kids.
All he was. The Aww. Big reveal. Oh,
it's
yeah.
worked so many times. It's like real adults being fooled. I can't. All right. Up next. Yeah. Sex Fantasies by Winston.
Yes. Great name.
Very poised. Isn't really a fantasy because I never thought about it, but I met this older white woman, 40, on Meet Me, a dating app. I thought she was some other lady who was DTF, but whatever. We worked out the details and met that night.
Wait. She was a different woman?
Yeah.
Whatever, we worked out the details.
I want that story.
Oh, no, that's not me, but you can still hit it, baby. Like, what?
That seems like exactly what it was.
Okay.
So I go to this lady's house, we talk, and she starts popping some pills. She said that they were... She said that they were muscle relaxers, but I don't know, because she looked a little high to me.
Horse drinks?
Anyway, she found her way to my side of the couch and said, I want to fuck you so bad, but can't, because we just met.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, here we go with the tomfoolery. Then she said, but I'll suck your dick.
Okay.
I'm like, fine. And she helped herself to a mouthful of my dick. I'm enjoying the moment, and she stopped blowing me and said, fuck it, let's go in my son's room, we're fucking.
Oh my god.
Her kid's room is full of Star Wars posters and toys and a big picture of Jesus with religious statues everywhere. I only fucked with black Jesus so Luke. I left. Right.
Kylo Ren, like, what?
Okay. I only fuck with black Jesus, so let the sinning commence. I'm knocking this... Oh, shit, it gets rough. I'm knocking this old lady's hip out of place in missionary. I'm kicking... I'm fucking her in the name of every nigga in the 1920s who died for looking at a white bitch.
Oh, my God.
Mid-stroke, she said, fuck her in the ass. Right side of my brain was like, huh? Left side took over and said, swan dive. And now I'm wrecking this chick's butthole, completely shifting her spine.
I hope the spinal shift is putting her hip back into place.
Yeah,
somehow.
Right? You gotta, like, move it.
He's like a chiropractor. With his
I'm a... like a dick practor? I don't even know.
Dick real practor.
Penis practor. I couldn't believe how easy it was to get in her butt. Then I thought back to the pill she was taking earlier. So I'm still beating away and she says, choke me. So I'm choking her one-handed and she said, really choke me. Bruh, no hesitation. I'm OJing her ass. Both hands try to kill her. She's loving it, but then she screams, slap me. I think because she didn't care.
How did she scream?
I don't know.
Slap it. Slap it.
I don't know.
You're right. Is this the fatal flaw in the story that exposes the lie? You know?
Bum, bum, bum. Winston.
Winston revealed. I think because she didn't care about her well-being, I didn't either, so I cocked back, gathered all the power of Zeus, and slapped the ever-loving fuck out of her. I ended up busting this lady's lips. She squirted all over my lower abs. First and only time I've ever seen a chick squirt. A few more strokes and I busted... and I come to my senses, and all I see is Jesus, Mary, and Darth Vader looking at me. Looking at me like, really, nigga? That's the end.
Why was that the other poster that the kid had? He's so religious, and then Darth Vader. Why not Luke?
You know, because Darth Vader's cool.
So is Jesus, man.
You're right. You know, in this case, it doesn't make much sense.
Can you scream if you're being joked?
I don't think you can. I think that's like the point. I can't choke myself. We're in the studio trying to choke ourselves.
No,
hello?
Oh, God.
No, let me do it.
Lucas has volunteered to choke
me. Like,
what
kind of choke? Like, a real choke? Because, you know, a sex choke is supposed to be, like, here against your muscles, because that's what feels good. On your windpipe, you're just
losing
air.
That's when you're actually killing someone.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel good to me. I don't like when people choke my windpipe.
I don't think I've ever been sexually choked. Gotta try that out.
I've just been violently choked. All
right, I think the range of choking I've
you
experienced.
Okay? Is everything all right?
Sneaker reveals major trauma in her life.
You okay, sis?
I guess not. You know, I guess not. Oh, no. Oh, man. I don't know. It's just very funny writing.
Yeah, he's a humorous comedian. Guy. He's a humorous guy.
There's
a lot of good detail.
I guess that's why you take... So she was taking these muscle relaxers. She knew she was going to have sex with him.
I think she always knew she was going to have sex with him.
Maybe
I think
she
that was like a play.
To, yeah.
You know? Ooh, I'll suck your dick, though.
I'll suck your dick.
Fuck it! Wait. Get inside me!
Fucking get in this ass!
Exactly. Her demeanor just totally changes. From not having sex at all to anal. Like, exactly.
Went very far, very fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, very rough sex. Very rough
sex. And she
sex.
Squirted.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I wasn't going to fuck you, but it's the very beginning.
She was going to fuck him the whole time.
Maybe she knew. She was like.
Remember in the beginning of the story? The DTF details were sorted out? She was always DTF.
Oh, she's always been down to fuck. Yeah, what the hell?
The story makes no sense.
But it's very entertaining.
Yeah, and that's why we take it. All right, so next we have a story from Felicia. Felicia writes, I love your show. It speaks to my soul. Wow,
aww,
thank you so much.
Thanks.
I'm in need of your help. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 6 years. We had an amazing kid 1 year into the relationship. I am about to be 30 and just admitting to myself that I am not a one guy type of girl. I love variety in all aspects of life, including dick. Same here, my friend.
Hey, hey.
A few months ago, I suggested we have an open relationship and start sleeping with other people. FYI, I've been sleeping with someone else for almost 2 years now. It's been a rocky 6 years. He was on the fence saying that he didn't want to imagine me having loud, unruly sex with someone else, and our sex life has dwindled since I told him I wasn't sexually attracted to him because he has doubled in weight since we first met, and sometimes he doesn't smell the best. Aww. After bringing up the open relationship thing again, he agreed only if we start having regular sex, but I'm not interested in doing that until he loses the gut. I can't tell him that because last time I was honest about his weight, he was so heartbroken and pissed he didn't talk to me for days and semi broke up with me. He is a great dad, smart, considerate, funny as shit, and lets me be the alpha the majority of time and is okay with my randomness. I'm a very particular breed of human, and he can handle my bluntness in dominating ways, unlike most men. I don't like sneaking behind his back and being dishonest. I love him enough where I want to be completely honest with him and at all times, but now I feel like he can't handle it. And I don't want to risk losing him if he finds out about my dick on the side. What should I do?
Oh, wow, she's cheating on him.
Yeah, she's been cheating on him for 2 years.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing this story with us.
Yeah.
Extremely personal.
Yeah.
I guess there's a lot going on. So they have a kid.
They have a child involved. They've been together for 6 years. The passion has died.
Or the sexual passion has died.
Yeah.
And
she also believes that she's polyamorous. She is polyamorous.
Yeah. I think it's hard to tell somebody that you're not attracted to them. Mm-hmm. At least it seems hard to hear, you know?
Yeah.
Someone you love. You know, it's like, I love you. I do love you, but I'm just not sexually attracted to you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like some hard fucking news.
It is hard news.
So, because I'd say, like, in the ideal situation, it's just you tell him, hey, this is what's going on. I would like to have regular sex with you. Like, as like their agreement is like, you know, we have more sex, and then, of course, you can go and
have
do
sex
and be.
With other people, yeah.
But if she doesn't want to have sex with him.
Yeah, it makes it doubly
makes
hard.
Makes it real painful.
Yeah. Not only does she want to be polyamorous, but she also just is not even not secure. She just doesn't really want to be in the relationship that she's in romantically, anyway, or sexually.
Sexually.
So.
It seems like even though that's like the hardest thing to say to him, I feel
that's
like
necessary.
That's what you she has to say.
Yeah, otherwise.
Otherwise, the tension.
You're going to continue to cheat on him.
Yeah.
Or not meet his needs in regards to sex in order to have an open relationship, and then you're not going to feel good.
And he's not going to feel.
Like, and then you're still not going to be having sex with him. So.
Yeah. So it seems like right now, it's not working out for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell him, I don't know, I'm not attracted to you. Like, I don't,
I mean, you could cushion it with, like,
here's how much I love you.
But also, like, here's how much I was attracted to you.
It's
not like she never found him attractive or whatever. It's just that things have changed. And that's, like, kind of, maybe she can, like, couple it with maybe if she were to do something that he didn't find attractive, and all of a sudden she was always like that, just for him to, like, really have something to relate to or whatever, you know?
I see. Yeah. Yeah.
It is really hard, though.
I think, though, because hearing that, I guess I'm like,
because he might not want to lose weight. He might be totally comfortable in who he is and how he looks, in which case,
and
the relationship
if he wants
is
to end
not
the relationship. I'm just trying to avoid saying that. It's just hard, but I think if you have to be
sometimes
and
relationships
honest,
end, Shanika.
Yeah. Sorry.
Everything was
burned.
Yeah.
That was the sound of a match. A lighter.
So violent.
But I think, yeah. I think if you want to be open and honest with him, you should tell him all of your feelings as kindly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think he has the
right like
to
she
know
says that she's like mad blunt and stuff like that. So like, you know,
I'd say maybe could dial it back
for
this conversation because you do care about him and you care about his feelings. And it seems like he's the one who maybe seems like he get hurt the most personally, but
I
also because he has the right to know how you're feeling. Cause imagine if he's in a relationship you stay together forever, or you go for 5 more years, or whatever, and, like, he doesn't know that for the rest of that time you weren't attracted to him, and that's why the problems were happening.
Yeah.
You know, I think he can make his decision to stay or leave based on all of the truth.
Yeah.
There's, like,
it's fair to let him know.
Yeah, fair. And kind. And even though, I think even though it's hard information, and you're clearly seem pained about delivering it, mm-hmm. I think it is ultimately the kindest thing to do, even though it's the most painful.
But then also, she was like, She did tell him this, yeah.
Told him once.
I can't tell him because the last time I was honest about his weight, he was so heartbroken and pissed he didn't talk to me for days and semi broke up with me. It's like, you have to just be like, I understand that your heart, it's hard for you to hear this, and I remember what happened last time, but understand that I'm only telling you this because, like, I value our relationship, and I want to make it work, and this is the way that I see it working, and if it doesn't work, then I don't want us to both be in a relationship where we're unhappy.
Word. Yeah.
So.
And then you say, nigga, you fat? And I need you to change. I'm just kidding.
You say, nigga, you fat? Hit up Shanika. That's what she's into.
That's what I like.
Is he Hispanic as well?
Does he have glasses? Is he Lucas?
Could you imagine how odd that would be? Like if someone wrote in about one of us.
And but we couldn't tell. Lucas, I didn't know you had a son.
You
did not. I just assumed it was a son. It could be a daughter. But yeah, it seems like
I assumed it was a daughter. Actually.
Seems real hard. Yeah. I wish you luck, and I hope that whatever happens, it seems like it'll be rocky if you do say mm-hmm. something. But mm-hmm. I think no matter what you choose, it will work out for the best as long as you're both honest.
Yeah,
and as long as there's no like financial dependence going on, mm-hmm. like if one like that makes relationships real hard. I think.
Yeah, totally.
But I think you will make the best choice for you. Because you're trying to figure out what's the best thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we wish you luck.
Yeah, keep us updated.
Yeah, please do.
Thank you, Felicia.
Thanks a bunch.
Bye, Felicia.
Thank you, Felicia. Goodbye, Felicia.
I had to do it. All right.
Up next, we have Eloise. A couple of weeks ago, I was back in New York, and I don't know why, but I decided I'd hit up my ex. See how he'd been doing. It had been about 2 years since we broke up. So I went and got a sandwich, sat on the couch, and texted this boy. The conversation started off normal. Mm-hmm. What's new? Where you been working? Then he asked me if I was single. Lord knows I should have lied, but I thought, why not? Squint emoji.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, yeah, I'm not seeing anyone right now. All of a sudden, the conversation takes a turn. He said, oh, but you want to see me, though. I can tell you want me. I'm over here with my sandwich like, what? He decided that was a signal to continue.
That mayo on that sandwich means you're hot and ready, baby.
Jeez.
Hot and ready.
This boy said, oh boy, I've missed that wet pussy sliding up and down on my big dick. I texted, whoa, lol, I'm really not here for this. Even though he did, in fact, have a really big dick. He countered with, don't act like you don't want this. Come over. I was only half paying attention to his foolishness and replied, nah, bruh. Then he said, I can tell you're touching yourself. This is making you horny.
How would he be able to tell?
What is he saying? I think he was just using her cell phone presence to turn himself on and like get off.
Just the fact that she's reading the text messages.
Yeah.
Just the iPhone red was easy. Like, oh yeah.
That's how
red
it feels sometimes though.
G942.
I told him to calm down, like, nigga, based on what? The font?
Exactly, right?
I then continued eating and watching TV for a bit. A few minutes later, he texted back and said, I just came. Did you come too? I responded saying, I'm eating a Subway sandwich, so no, but nice catching up. That's the story of how I stopped randomly trying to connect with people I used to fuck. I'm so sorry that happened. But that's also very funny.
That was
funny
so
to me.
One-sided. How did he do that?
Is that how, like, I want to know, is that how it's always been? That?
Maybe so.
Maybe like the relationship was, she's like, hey, I'm just in the middle of a class. Oh, but you're touching yourself under the desk, right? Right?
I see it. She never said yes to any of that. It's so weird to me.
All she did was question. He kept it going.
Sexting is so, yeah, he came.
And why was he just.
Did you come too?
No.
Obviously not.
Is this why she broke up with him?
I want maybe
the,
so.
I want the details of this story. I want to know what their
like
relationship
was as
like.
A person.
Yeah. Their dynamic.
That's so weird. And it's like he needed for her to be single to open this up.
Yeah.
I can tell you need me right now.
But also, he was just ready to go. Like, he was just in a place where he could come. He was just like. So relaxed.
Yeah, right.
Unless, like, where was he? Like, imagine he was, like, he also was eating a Subway sandwich.
So, it was actually last week, before me and Cardine broke up, we were hanging out, and this girl was like sexting him or whatever. She was like trying to sext him. I was like, yeah, just give me your phone. And I was sexting her. And
you were sexting
yeah, her. He was like talking to his friends. And I was like, yeah, whatever. so I was great. Sexting her and I was just saying shit that I think he would say or whatever. And she said she was at work and she was like, oh shit, I'm about to pull out my toy.
At work?
I didn't believe her. He believed her, and he was like, that's my baby, you're doing so well. Wow, she pulled out her toy. And I was like, no, I don't think she really pulled out her toy. I mean, I kept that to myself, but I don't think she really pulled out her toy. It's like, people just say bullshit.
Well.
Like, did this man come?
Maybe
or
not.
Did he just want to make Eloise feel uncomfortable?
Maybe at this point, I didn't think it was malicious.
To go?
I didn't think it was malicious, because maybe he was just trying to harass her or bother her, because... I don't know how the relationship ended.
Yeah.
I'm still hung up on the fact that you were sexting this girl on his behalf.
Yeah, it was very good, too. Some of my best work, to be honest. Talking about parts I don't even have. Sitting on this big dick. I don't have a dick. I don't have a dick at all.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think I did well.
That would be a really fun... If we can get, like, with Google, you can get, like a work number.
Mm-hmm.
We should have, like, a sex slam pal.
What do you mean?
Like a number just for if you want to sext the host of the show.
Uh-huh.
That would be fun to do.
But like, then what do they do?
They can sext us. With just at it's like a certain time, it's like an event.
That's fun. Just, whoever's the best wins.
Oh, I don't know. Gotta get some money involved somehow. But
we don't have any of that.
No, not our money. We use it as a fundraising.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You can charge people to sext with us.
There's this app. God, I don't know what it's called. Textpert or something like that. I don't know exactly what it does, but I keep seeing there are like ads for it on Instagram, and they're like, don't know how to text a fuckboy, just use Textpert. And I think it like you run your conversation through the app and there's someone on the other side of the app who's telling you what to say.
That's fun.
Maybe I should work there.
Textpert. I think I really love the fact that apps exist, because I feel like they're opening up a whole new realm of, like, business and industry.
Totally, totally.
You know, which is our generation's or whatever's way of...
Making money,
because, like, we're not going to own storefronts, but we could own a virtual...
Totally.
Virtual real estate and shit.
Yeah.
Mad impressed.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, thank you.
That's that story. Thanks, Elise. Sorry that happened.
Yeah, but what kind of Subway sandwich? Was it turkey, lettuce?
Chicken teriyaki with the...
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, you gotta have the sweet onion sauce.
Yeah, you do.
Gotta have some bell peppers on that shit. Jalapenos.
Really? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then you put it all in a yoga mat.
Put
it all in a yoga mat, and then Jared Fogle makes you watch child porn.
Sorry. I was really like, sounds delicious until the yoga mat. I'm like, is that your version of flatbread?
No, it's shitty ass bread. All right, one more story.
Yes. This next story is by renowned film director Peter Jackson, titled BDSM.
I'm totally into that.
Can't remember if I told y'all about this Asian girl I had tied up.
Yes, I do remember the one about this Asian girl you had tied up.
No, you didn't tell me, actually. Anyway, I had this Asian chick I used to talk to. We've been on and off fucking for a while, so I figured it was time to introduce her to the real me. She walks into my room, and on purpose left out my horsewhip for her to see. Right away, she took the bait. She starts asking.
I'm scared. I don't know what a horsewhip is. Like, what they used to beat slaves with?
Oh, no.
Is that what they used to beat slaves with?
That's like the Cat 09.
Or is that like the brush thing?
I don't know.
I assumed it was literally a whip for a horse.
I'm scared. Continue.
Oh, it might be the one where it's like the, I don't know if it's a whip, but it like has like a little... It's like one long, thin thing with, like, a leather thing on top.
I'm gonna Google this shit right now.
Okay. Google. She starts asking what I got this for, and I ask, do you want me to show you? You know, that's hot.
That is kind of hot.
She was hesitant
because... If she's into that.
Yeah. I'd be not... like, please show me gently. Sam walks in, hyperventilates, runs away. I'm like, tell me more. But from a distance. Stand over there and tell me about it. She was hesitant because I told her I'm not telling her anything. She'd have to just experience it and say sailboat when she had enough.
Wait, did she say that or did he say that?
That's what he said.
Oh, boy.
Say sailboat when she had enough.
So...
I assume that means that...
We're about to get a picture of this? A visual?
Yeah, we're about to investigate this horse whip.
It's like a fly swatter.
Oh,
is that
okay.
The thing I was thinking?
That's horses? Not terrible.
This is exactly what I was trying to
say. I was imagining
horribly.
What they used to whip slaves
it's
with.
Like, that was like the Cat O' Nine Tails.
Is that what it's called?
I think it is.
Let me look that up.
What here. Was that used for other than whipping slaves? Like, why is that invented? To whip elephants? Those things were brolic as fuck. Okay. Stop talking about slavery, man.
This. Cat O' Nine Tails.
Yeah! I know my whips.
What's up
for
with
no
that?
Particular reason. Like, when have I ever used these fucking whips?
It was become a rapper. I know my whips.
I see. Except that's I'll funny. Be in a car doing a bunch of whips. let's see. So she she was hesitant because I told her I'm not telling her anything. She'd have to just experience it and say sailboat when she had enough. She finally agreed, so I pulled a blindfold out and blindfolded her, and it began. Before she knew it, she was getting restrained. I got these straps that go around your neck and thighs. It's kind of it kind of folds you up, and I cuffed her ankles and hands. Let me visualize that. Goes around your
the entire
neck.
Place flooded as Shanika's vagina got incredibly moist.
No, I just don't understand.
Can you breathe, Lucas? We're underwater.
That's water from my vagina filling up this room. That's so gross.
Small room.
Sorry, brother. Don't fuck up.
So
don't record a show for home.
She starts asking what I'm doing. I wouldn't respond. I put some nipple clamps on her. Whoa. That's a lot.
Was she okay?
We'll find out.
Oh, no.
The curiosity started getting to her because she started getting wet. I went down on her for a split second to get her going, then I stopped. A
split second?
Just a quick. So she really starts getting into it now. I roll her over onto an awkward position because she says she's on her knees. Oh, because she's on her knees and forehead with her ass in the air because of all the restraints. I got the whip and got to spanking her. She took a lot of lashes than I thought she could, and she was bruised by the time I was done. It surprised the fuck out of me. I'd be surprised, too.
You were surprised that she was bruised?
No, that she took more lashes than he had thought she could.
Lashes.
Anyway, I kept her tied up, fucked her, and started watching Archer with her still blindfolded and restrained.
Ah, that's funny.
I let her go.
John H. Benjamin, so funny, so
I
funny.
I let her go after 30 minutes of ignoring her. When the game was all over, we talked about it. She said she never had a rush like that before, and she wants to do it again. But ended up moving a week later.
Aww.
Hashtag waster time 2016. That's so funny.
So true.
Some of that sounds like a great time. I don't know how I feel about like your whole body being restrained.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen that before.
Seems like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I can deal with nipple clamps. Nipples are mad sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So you can't.
Wow.
It's a lot.
That is a lot.
Is that how we had the show?
That's the real him.
I think that was the... Yeah, that is the real... That was the craziest ever gotten.
To ignore her. Some people like that.
Wow.
I don't like being ignored. I need attention.
That was a crazy Netflix and chill.
Netflix
yeah.
Literally.
That was BDSM chill. And chill.
After and during? Was he still fucking her?
With Archer on?
Yeah.
A lot of that sounds fun. Blindfold sounds fun. But, like, everything else.
Oh, is that all you're into?
I don't know.
Just imagine the two of them just, like, sitting there.
Just say.
She's just like, that's funny.
Just say sailboat. And you've had
she
too
never
much.
Said sailboat.
Safe words.
Mince is the safe word. I don't think I would want to get hit to the point where I bruise.
No, I don't want to bruise.
Well, sometimes I look at my ass and it's like. There's a scratch there. Like, there's a scab
How did
there.
How that happen?
Niggas don't cut their nails.
Sometimes I look at my ass.
I didn't know it happened in the moment. What else did he do? The whole body thing? Ankles, hands?
Send us a picture of this restraint. Like a
neck I'm not into. I've seen that thigh thing where it's like it'll be bent. At the knee, and then they'll tie it.
I just feel like I'd look stupid.
You do.
I don't want to look stupid.
But you're also
stupid.
Naked and getting fucked. Yeah. So I don't think the person cares.
I think the person likes that.
That you look stupid? Yeah, maybe.
I just don't want to look stupid.
Okay, so don't do it.
You know? It's like clearly like a dominant, like, I don't know if it's a humiliation
Maybe the hands
thing.
Is enough.
Hands?
But I kind of like the way the thighs things look, like when I've seen it.
I don't know, man.
All right.
Hello.
You're just not gotta... really into BDSM the way that you say that you are.
BDSM?
No, we haven't done
No, we need a guest. And it needs to be after I, like,
after you get
put a
up.
Nipple clamp next to my breast.
Next,
you know?
Not
just
on.
Hold
I need
a
some
clamp
experience.
In your hand.
Although, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, this is a whip.
I'd have to ease into that.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure
that
most
fun.
People do. That's like
does sound like fun.
That was a pretty intense scene to play out immediately.
She was down though. She was like, "Yeah, sure."
I'm sure that there were other communications that let him know that she was.
She
down
wanted
for
to try
that.
Those things.
Yeah, because they had been talking for a while already.
Yeah.
So I guess that's just the way that he like chose to play the scene out. Like, here's my horse whip.
Yeah. Here's my horse whip. Here's
yeah, exactly.
A cream cheese bagel. And
what?
The first Harry Potter book. You choose what you would like.
Choose your destiny. Horsewhip.
Also, please appeal to you. Here's a poster of Kylo Ren.
Oh, man. Praying to Jesus.
That's it for the Interho Uprising. This has been a shorter episode than usual, because Sam and I are, as you're listening to this, we will be dead, because we have recorded two episodes
six
of a web
feet
series.
Underground.
Yep, or 6 feet under in my vaginal fluid, because we never made it out of the studio. So be on the lookout for our web series. We'll tell you all about it, and we hope you guys can listen and enjoy and continue to be nice people.
Yeah, if you follow us on Snapchat and Instagram,
you'll
well,
see
definitely
shit.
Snapchat, you'll see what's going on. But yeah, we're Slam Pad Productions. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram. Nope, I messed up. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at @Slam_POW. And you can find us on Facebook and YouTube by searching Slam Pad Productions. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter by searching Slam Ridd, RIDD. And you can find me on Snapchat at SAMANNERZ. And that's in the box for me.
And you can find me, Shanika Powell, at Shanika Powell on Instagram. Mad Creative. And you can also check me out
Don't
on Snapchat
us.
Occasionally. I'm Volcano Volta.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
Now leaving you with a little
something sexy.
The most disrespected person in America is the black woman. The most unprotected person in America is the black woman. The most neglected person in America is the black woman. And as Muslims, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us to respect our women and to protect our women. And then the only time a Muslim really gets real violent is when someone goes to molest his woman. We will kill you for our woman. I'm making it plain, yes. We will kill you for our woman. We believe that if the white man will do whatever is necessary to see that his woman gets respect and protection, then you and I will never be recognized as men until we stand up like men and place the same penalty over the head of anyone who puts his filthy hands out to put in the direction of our women.